They showed this picture of the big guy in a big freezer, told a story about seeing all 7'7" of him dead on the side of a stream, and brought him out, and brought out this guy from California who sent away the DNA after looking for Big Furry for decades.
This here, guys, is the actual tongue and teeth of the body, okay? This will prove to all of you people that it's not just a mask, okay?
No, it was a whole suit, a rubber suit. Or so says an Indiana group that thawed the thing out and found an ape costume. Hoax again. Ha ha, right? Well, it's a real problem for the supposed Bigfoot finder who said there were more of them in the woods in Georgia.
Three. That's what we saw. What was happening while we were bringing it out, they were paralleling us kind of in a way that it's like they didn't want to be seen, but they were. We'd hear a crunch in the leaves or something, and we would see them.
They were aware of
us. They didn't try to attack us or anything.
Uh-huh. Thanks for that, Matt Witten, who, as it turns out, was on medical leave from the altogether now Clayton County, Georgia Police Department. Now, the chief says your boy Matt perpetrated a fraud violating the duty of a police officer, and he'll be fired. So the search for his Sasquatchness continues. And Officer Matt Witten is looking for a job.